Vayishlach Yaakov Malochim, Malochim Mamish, Mamish Rosh Hatevis, Malochim Mimitzvis She'osa. When a person does a mitzvah, creates a malach, these are the malochim that Yaakov Avinu is protecting him from Esav that's coming. Malochim Mimitzvis She'osa. As far as I'm also bringing that, Be'emes, a person is the Iker Isaac in the Shloisha Amudei Oilam, Torah, Avoida, and Gemilas Chasodim. Mamish, Torah, Mikra, Mishnah, Shas, Mamish. Avoida, Minchamar of Shacharis, Mamish. Gemilas Chasodim, Michael, Mashke, Shena. Mamish. Avoida, Torah, and Gemilas Chasodim. From the mitzvah, Shasa. We know that when a person does a mitzvah, Be'emes, Kefi, the goydel of the kavana and the chashivas that he did in the mitzvah, it piled differently. We said over the Meir de Kavar, by the Akedah, Avram Avinu was worried that Hashem told him to be Oikid Yitzchak, and now the Malach is coming and telling him not, but it's a stira, he doesn't know, the chayre, he's not sure. And the Malach says no, V'lechasachta has been chesidecha mimeni. So there's a Meir de Kavshat. The Malach is telling him stop. And he says, but maybe I'm not supposed to. So the Malach says, Mimeni, look at me, I'm the Malach that you created now with the Akedah. Look what kind of Malach I am. Obviously, you already did the job. Mimeni, look what Vosfar Malach you created. Now, Yaakov Avinu, years before, by the Chaloyim, he sees Malachim in a dream. Now he's Malachim Mamish. There's a story with Rabbi Chaim Leib Auerbach. He came to America, he was Rosh Yeshiva here in Yerushalayim, and he came to America in the 1920s. To poil for the yeshiva, they made a place. To the gayes ksafim for the yeshiva, and he's in America in the 1920s. He was there for a while. There was a kvutza then that people that had just come off the boat from Europe. They were very, very from Erlich, Isaac and Tyre and Avoida the entire day with a farnem, not like the musagim we know from stories that was in America in the 20s. This group called themselves the Malochim, very, very stark Ernst Chevre, the Malochim. I don't know if there's any malachim left. But there was a kvutz, a malachim. Rabbi Chaim Leib Auerbach told them, give us a shmuz, give us a different chizik. He says, Iruftzich malachim. He says, let me ask you a question. How come Yaakov Avinu, 14 years he's in yeshiva, Shem Ve'Aver, and he sees malachim in a dream. It's a malachim in a dream. Now he's in Beis Lovin for 20 years. After Beis Lovin 20 years, you would think it's not the same madrega. Then he sees malachim mamish. Halidobaru should have been fakert. After 14 years in yeshiva, he should see malachim mamash. So you could say dos alein that in Lovangarti, poiltzich even higher madregas. Okay, al tevien lo deni soyim. Reb Chaim Leib Auerbach told him, he says, 14 years in yeshiva. But where is he going now? He's going to Beis Lovin. You're going to Beis Lovin? Malachim in yeshiva. 20 years by Beis Lovin, but where's he going? He's going back to Yeshiva. He's going back to Beis Ovid. He's going back. We said last week, Mi Be'er Sheva, the Marsha says in Megillah, there was three big Yeshivas in those days. Shein, Aver, and Av. Yitzchak. Mi Be'er Sheva, those are the big Yeshivas. He's going back to Yeshiva, Malachim Mamish. It's totally where you're headed. Moshel, on Leil Yom Kippur, we say, Baruch Shem, Kvod Malchus, Elon, and Vod, Bekoil Ram, like Malachim. You just finished the Siddhas Mafsek because everyone is still Zat. Meir of Moitzi Yom Kippur, after Ne'ilah, it's the Olam Es Elyonim, and then it's regular Meir of Moitzei Shabbos, Moitzei Yom Kippur, Baruch Shem. Where are you headed? In the beginning of Yom Kippur, you're headed to 25 hours now of Yom Kippur. That's, come on, that's Malachim Mamish. By Meir of Moitzei Yom Kippur, we said, V'hurachim already, Mitracht Vegan de Burekis, you understand? It's Nishka Malach. Ois Malach. We spoke last week that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Nisgale to Lavan and told him not to shepherd with Yaakov. We explained that's why Rachel had to steal the Trophim in order to enable that the Shekhinah should be Nisgale to Lavan, that there's no way to Zorah there, in order to prevent him. But by Esav, with the Arab Emeis Ish Imoi, we don't have that HaKadosh Baruch Hu intervenes to not come. Because Adarab Emeis Ovisim and Lavanim, Ledoiran, Tefila, Lemulchama, there's a tzura of how Yaakov interacts with Esav and what the Melchama is about, and it has to be. It's staged as such in order to learn. It's brought down that there's a minute to say when you go on trip, when you go Legolas, when you go out to say Parshas Vayishlach. Parshas Vayishlach teaches you how Yaakov is mitmoded, confronts Esav. Erst the Meshech Chochma, the Parsha Merdek, the Pasuk says, Vayihi li shor v'chamor. For Ekta Meshech Chochma, he also had Gmolim. It says first in the behemoths that he sends, in the Doirin actually, if you count up all the behemoths, is 580 behemoths. Gematria Seir, this is Sa'ir Lazazel. This is a Festa Sa'ir Lazazel. 500 Sa'ir Gematria Sa'ir, 580 different Minim. Different Minim altogether, it was 580. He had Gmolim also. What's Shor v'chamor? Says the Meshech Chochma, Shor is a kosher animal. A chamor has both simani tuma, a treif animal. The gomel is one and one. The gomel is like the chazer, has one simaniya, one simanat. Yaakov is saying, I have clarity. What's toiv is toiv, what's ra is ra. I don't have gomel. I don't have this mixed up thing over here. I'm shor and chamor. I have black and white, good and ra and toiv. This chlorkite. I don't have gomel. Someone told me, based on this Meshech Chochma, the sugi about Chanukah is that gomel, haylach, the pishton, and usually it's a chamorah carrying the pishton. We really have gomel, haylach, the pishton. The gomel, diner Chanukah pater. Chanukah, we light up the 36 neiros, if the Sfarim say, it starts from Chafei Kislev, it goes all the way through the entire Chodesh Tevis, which is the Chodesh of Choshech, the Chodesh of Esav. 36 goes all the way into the first, the second day of Shvat, even. 36 days. We do it in 8 days. Meis of haylach, but 36 oiros, all the way through the ganze Esav. The Gomel, Biner Chanukah Potter, five and after Esav. But now he's meeting up with Esav though, and it's Vayira Yaakov Ma'oid Vayetzer Loi Rashi says, Vayira Shema Yaharoi, Vayetzer Loi Shema Yaharoi Acherim. Acherim is the mayor who comes from Esav. Shmai Vavtalion comes from Esav. Avadi comes from Esav. Esav is Rosh Tevis, Ayvad, Yishmai, Vavtalion. Shema Yarek Acherim, you're going to kill Esav, you're also going to come to kill the things that are Tzayid Bethiv, the things that Esav is, Yitzchak wanted Esav, there's things that you have to get out of Esav, there's things that come, redeeming things in Esav. He doesn't want to kill Esav. Pashim said also, Loma Eshkal Shneichem B'yom Echad, Rivka said in a vote that they're going to die on the same day. They actually did. Yaakov Avinu Leimes till his Yom Kvura, and that was the day that Esav had a Sikresha head removal. It was on the same day. But Al-Kaponim, Yaakov is worried, Shem Yareg Acherim, because if he kills Esav, it also means he's going to die. That's why he made a Revach between the two Machanois of a day apart. That was the plan originally, that's not what he ended up doing, but he meets Esav, meets everyone together. But the plan to have them separate by a day, because if it's Machan Anishol Afleita, because Manushah, if Yaakov is Menetzech Esav, Esav is going to die that day also, so he won't get to the second machane. Oh yeah, machane initial of later. The Kli Yaakov says a different shot. Vayetzer loy is because he knew that Esav wasn't running after him until Yitzchak. He says Yikru v'yimi evil avi. He's waiting for Yitzchak to die. If Esav's running after him, must be Yaakov is mistakenly informed and is vayetzer loy that he thinks Yitzchak was nifter. There's another shot because you know Yaakov Avinu says in Lavangarti v'tarik mitzvah shamarti. It's not a gematria, it's the same letters, that there were actually two mitzvahs that Yaakov has a cheshash that maybe b'cholif, and he wasn't muzer in. Kibbet Aveim, he was away for all those years. And Beza Choyos, Yaakov married Beza Choyos. So that's Nirmaz. Vayira is remes for Kibbet Av, ish imoy v'oviv tira'u. Vayetzer loy. Vayachos ishtoy, it's litzror, the Pasuk says. Litzror. The lashon of the Pasuk, isha l'chos l'sikach litzror, olel. Vomis. So Vayira Shem Ishim Evavatiro Vayetzer Loi. Another chat that Chassam Sofer brings. There's a machlokes. You know, the Sori Shel Esav came to meet up with Yaakov. And by the way, that's what happens. That's where the real war was. Later on, Esav is coming to kill him. And all of a sudden, when he meets up with Esav, Esav turns into a tatala. That very deep Kabbalistic, we don't know exactly what happened that night with the Adalai Zashachar, the Ofkos, the wrestling with the Sori Shel Esav. That's where the war was happening. That's where the front line was. And then it's cleared up. But the Gemara says in Chulin that Tzadi Aleph, the Sori Shel Esav, there's a machlokes. One man the Gemara says, Nidma Leik Talmud Chacham, and one man the Gemara says, Nidma Leik Akum. So the Chassam Sofer says, yeah, that's a remnant for the two Averis that potentially maybe Yaakov did. Akum is that he fears like a Ben Noyach, that he married two sisters. And Talmud Chacham, because his heter to not do Kibbutz was learning. At least for those years. So that's Leichet Kibbutz. So that's the Sori Shel Esav is Miram is on the two. In Yonim, that Yaakov is maybe Becholif and frightened of that Sefeltem, in his kiyum of Taryag, and he's trying to work that out.
Im Yovei Yisav al Machane Ha'achas v'hiko v'hoya Machane Anishol Afleit. I heard by the Rosh. We know that Klal Yisrael always has to stay separate from the Goyim. The Beis Halevi Meforsim says on this Vayira Vayetzaloi, it's Miyad Ochi Miyad Esav. He was worried about Esav coming as an Esav against him to fight him, but also even if Esav wants to come as an Ochi, it's like his brother Kirva. He doesn't want Loi Miduv Shach Loi Miyotzach. So it's to read like this: Im Yavi Esav El Machane Ha'achas. If you think you want to become one big Machane with Esav, you want to connect with Esav and become we have one big happy family. Red Zechaim, always through history, Vihiko, that's when the Goyim gave his club. V'hoya ha-machana ha-nishar, if you add it to those, no, we're Shariah, we're separate, we're on the side, we're leftovers, we're in Golas, we're on Lepleta. That's the secret of Lepleta in the Golas. The secret of Lepleta in the Golas is not when we don't. There's a pasuk, it says, Shamreini ki-ishoin bas-oyin. I think tonight is the yard set of the bas-oyin, but that's a different bas-oyin. Shamreini ki ishen bas-ayin. Bas-ayin is the eye of a person. An eye is so sensitive. You know, any aver of a person from the Ramach Yevarim, if you give it a clap, you hit it, it hurts. But if you give it a kiss, an ashika and an ashika, so that's good. An ayin is so sensitive. Try to kiss somebody's eye. That also is poigim. You can't. An ayin is too sensitive. Shamreini ki ishen bas-ayin. We don't want an ashika of Esav. We don't want an ashika of Esav. We don't want miyad ochi. We don't want miyad Esav. Totally disconnected. In the Haftorah of Evadia, it says the pasuk of a hard sea and tia pleita v'hoya kodesh. The machan anishol of pleita. It's Yidua that the Chofetz Chaim said kodesh p'tirosa. He was lifted in 1933. He said he was menabe. He said the Meshech Chachma also, by the way, this beautiful sticker word, mavel digger sticker word. He describes in the past that what's going to be, that there's going to be a halakha mavel. He wrote a few years before. The Chofetz Chaim also said, but he said v'hoya ma hard sea and tia pleita. In Eretz Yisrael, it's going to be a pleita. Yidua, the Panim Zerov, who was a Talmud of the Chofetz Chaim, he came after everything, his yeshiva, his mishpacha, everything. He lost everything in the Muhammad. And he came and he built a yeshiva. He starts building a yeshiva on a mountain in a little village called Bnei Brak, which didn't have that many in, and on a mountaintop. And he's building a huge yeshiva. Can you imagine? The Beis Medrash was going to hold 100 bachur. I mean, it was 4 bachur in the yeshiva. And he was building a huge yeshiva, 100 bachur in the Beis Medrash. Can you imagine 100 bachur in the Beis Medrash? And they told him, what? You're dreaming. He said, yeah, but I'm not sleeping. And he, and it's a big sign in Panovich. V'hoya, v'hard tzion tia pleita v'hoya kodesh. And Eretz Yisrael is going to be, we told him he was building this in 19, the Germans didn't win the war yet. V'hard tzion tia pleita v'hoya kodesh. Now, miyad ochim yad Esav. Esav also represents the Yetzer Hara. Esav is an har sayer. The Gemara says in Sukkot, tzadikim nidma lehem kahar. Rishoyim nidlam kisar kechut asayra har seir. Har seir is Esav. Esav is by the Yetzer. And we don't want to have miyad ochi miyad Esav. We don't want to be connected to Esav on either front. I heard once a Tosefos, you know, forget about even the goyim, even miyad ochi. A person has to know every ben Toyer ben Ali and the dagger that he's holding. We're going to Pratim, but the derech moshel. You have a bacher. Who the level he's holding, and what time he comes to say there, and how much asma, and how much he's living and learning, and how much he's living in as a Avodas Hashem. If he compares himself to Ochi, the guy in his dira who gets up at 3 o'clock and puts the film quickly in this, he's doing a valdik. But who says that's the way you should be moided yourself? Pick a different brother to look up to. A person's medida of where he's holding shouldn't be nimdad bechlal klapi what someone else is. You know, Redzich Nishtein, you don't have a migul lahoitzi on. And by the way, everyone is like that exactly. Punkt in the lower, he's holding. Is anyone more than that? Is a fafulte. Anyone less is a shegetz. Yeah. And everyone, punkt. Where he's holding. Oh, punkt. Punk, yeah. Say it. Person has to know where to. Always with sheifis. Katointi mikola chasadim mikola emes. It's the eighth pasuk of the eighth parsha. They bring that from the going. That's a remes for anova. Anova, the Gemara says a person is supposed to have Shminis Sheva Shminis of Anova, that's the remez for it. Now when Yaakov finally does meet up with Esav, he didn't break up into two machines, Esacharas or Yelodov. Acharas or Yelodov, Zakrashi Vidina Heichan Hoysa. She was in a box, so Esav shouldn't see her. And Yaakov was Nenash.
Rashi says, Shen mono mi achiv. Shema tachziren ala mutav. I heard lots of shot. Yaakov was worried. Shema tachziren ala mutav. That's the last thing he needs. He doesn't want that either. And therefore, then afterwards, that she was nafla biyad Shechem. Parshat Pshat, they ask, how did Rashi know that Dina was in the box? He's missing 11 kids. There's really 12. Binyamin wasn't born yet, but there's 11 kids. Where's Dina? Maybe Dina was there. Maybe Naftali was in the box. Maybe Yehuda was in the box. Child is, why should he be in a box? You don't have a Hezber. Dina, there's a Hezber. Emma says, there's a Raya later on. Because they were all Mishtachaveh. And it says that Binyamin was Zoichet, that the Beis HaMikdash was Bechelkai, because he wasn't Mishtachaveh to Esav. If a different one of the Shvatim was not there, and Dina was, why shouldn't that so-called Shevet be Zoichet to the Beis HaMikdash? That itself is the Raya. It's Merchuk and Cheshem, that all the other Shvatim were there. That's what the Goyim makes as a Cheshem. Now there's a big sugya here. Yaakov's name is changed to Yisrael, and it happens twice actually. His mom is two different places where this is happening. After the Heofkos with the Malach, with the Sori Shal Esav, Vayoymer, the Satan, the Sori Shal Esav, whoever this is, the Ish tells him, Lo Yaakov Yomer Eichim Chakim Yisrael, Ki Sarisim Elikim V'Manoshim V'Tuchal. And later in the parsha, Hakadosh Baruch Hu tells Yaakov Avinu, Vayomer Elikim Shimcha Yaakov Lo Yikar Shimcha Yaakov Kim Yisrael Yishemecha. So interesting chat. Yaakov asks him, he tells him, your name is Yaakov, and they're asking for a bracha. He's asking for a bracha. He says, give me a bracha. He says, what's your name? Yaakov. Yaakov ben Rivka, yeah? Yaakov ben Rivka is Gematria Yisrael. Yaakov ben Rivka is Gematria Yisrael. Yaakov Yisrael together is Gematria Kras Satan. Yaakov with Satan, they explain. Yaakov and Satan, same Gematria as Yaakov ben Rivka. Yaakov and Satan is Gematria Yisrael. Yaakov Yisrael is Gematria Kras Satan. Yisrael is though the name of the Uma also. And Yisrael is also, the Arizal brings, has all the Oves and all the Imois, the Rosh HaTevis of Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov, Sar Rivka Rochaleya, Yud, Sin, Resh, Aleph, Lamed. Those letters, Yisrael is the letters, the oisiyos of the shleimus of all of the avos and all of the imos. Now it's interesting, we never have double names. If you look at the beginning of Tanakh, Bechlal, even generations, great-great-grandchildren, new names. No one, right? Who was the first, second Avram? Right? Yeah, who was the first, second Avram? I don't know, but there was a shlav and suddenly we started naming after people. After Lebedeke, after those that were nifter, different Hagim, different. But in the beginning, it wasn't like that Bechlal, but also in the beginning, it wasn't double names. There's a Tosis, three places in Shas, he brings one of the Bali Tosis, it's Nadir, it's in three places, on Yuma, Nida, three, I forgot, third, Yaakov Yisrael. There's a Bali Tosis called Yaakov Yisrael. They talk about it, his name, Yaakov Yisrael. Yaakov Yisrael, that's the name of Hanukkah over here. But Bechlal, there's supposed to be two names. There's a Chuvas Chasam Sofer. Some Sofer writes, he brings a marshal in Gittin. The marshal says there was once a fellow who his father's name was Meir and his shver's name was Oiri, and he didn't know what to call the son. So he called him Shneyer. Meir, Oiri, Shneyer. That's marshal. It's interesting, there's Rishonim that names of Shneyer from 300 years before the marshal. I don't know. One of the Rishonim that are brought down, the name of Shneyer. But marshal says the name Shneyer was because of this Meir Oiri. I once heard from Rav Yosef, he said a similar story. I don't know, he said there was two people, the mother's name was Fanny and the Shviger's name was Fanny, so they called him Stephanie. So they said that's where the name is from. But Frechtech Hasam Sofer and Shuva, why couldn't they call him Uri Meir? Why do you have to make up a name Schneier? Why can't you call him Uri Meir? He says, Vaisas, you don't give two names. Vaisas, you don't give two names. Hasam Sofer's son was Shmuel Ben Yamin, the Ksav Sofer. I don't know. But that's what the Hasam Sofer writes. Now, the confrontation of Yaakov over here with the Sari Shalesev, it's also the Melchemes HaYetzer. It's also a Melchama of the Yetzer. And he asks him, what's your name? And he tells him, Lomazet Shalashmi. You don't have to ask my name. I don't have a name. He's saying that's his name. His name is, every time he changes, his name is Suffolk. His name is unknown. Sufik is gematria amalek. It's demyonis. It's something that's not clear. That is what he's saying. That is the melchemes ayetzer, the unknown. It's already from the beginning. Hanochosh hishiani va'oichel. Hishiani is oisiyesh yesh ayin. Yeah, no, yemetzi, it's not a mitzvah. We don't know. They say Remeir Mepreshlan, his father told him when he was a young bachar to get up on time and this, and he said, you know, akritzach with the yetzer, So he said, no, learn from the yetzer. The yetzer got up early to chat with you. He says, yeah, erhotnish the yetzer. It says about the Yetzer, the Parshas Bereishis talks about it, V'chol Yetzer machshavos liboy, rak ra kol hayom. It's interesting, rak ra. Rak ra sounds like, okay, just a little bit of bad. Rak ra, epesek linikait. But you have to realize that's at the beginning, that's how he starts with you. But at the end, it's rak ra kol hayom. Soifetavis is amolik. Rak ra kol hayom. Soifetavis is amolik. So actually, you think at the beginning, it's one epesek linikait. Rak ra, just a little bit bad. No, that's at the beginning. It's soifoy, mi ishirenu. You can't know. What's going to be? Now Yaakov meets up with Esav. The Magal HaMukis brings, very interesting. Panim Yafis brings the Magal HaMukis. Vayistachu Aretz Sheva Pamim. Yaakov bows down to Esav 7 times. He brings like this. He says, Esav is gematria 376. Now Esav is Shpitz Tuma. And as well as by Kedusha, the highest level of something is 50. And we know there are 7 levels. They go up, and each level is 50. Esav is that in Tumah. So 350 is 7 times 50, like the Shpitz Tumah. Every Hishtachavoya takes away one Koyach of Tumah, one Yechidah of 50 of Koyach of Tumah. 7 Hishtachavoyas totally takes away 350. What are you left with? Esav is 376. 26, Shem Havai. Where's this Shem Havai from where Esav has a Shema? Yitzchak gave brachas to Yaakov. And then Yaakov, Esav requests, HaBrocha Achas Hi L'cha Avi. Do you have one bracha for me? And the Sforim say, Yitzchak is gematria 208. 8 times Shem Havai. Yitzchak is 208. 8 times Shem Havai. So is Pinchas. Elio is 2 times Shem Havai. That means Pinchas with Elio together is 10 times Shem Havai. That's really... But that's by the Sneh. Hashem says, Vayar Hashem Kisor, Sor 260. We're not up to Mashiach. We're not up to when it's going to be the 10 Havais. Yitzchak, though, is 8 Havais. Yaakov, 182, is 7 Havais. Yosef is 6 Havais. Yaakov and Yosef together was 13 Havayis, that's for a different time. But Yaakov got 7 out of 8 Havayis from Yitzchak. Yitzchak is 8 Havayis, 208, and he gave 7 of them to Yaakov. He gave 1 to Esav. That 1 got verblunged together with the whole Tumah of Esav. But when Yaakov, time and again, 7 times, is Mishtachavet, and each Mishtachavoya takes away 50, and it's Mesalik, the 50, he left with Shem Havai. That's why there's no Melchama anymore. It's Shem Lamela. Alternatively, Esav wanted to bite him. That's Shem. Shem is also 350. Shem is also 350. Yeah, that was going to be, Esav was going to do an Eshicha. And some told me Eshicha is Karen. Karen is also 350. What's the Kasha? Karen is also 350. What's the Shaila? Karen, Shem, Mach the Stois. It was going to be the 350, and then you left with the Havai. Then you left with the Havai. That was the process. You have a whole sugya of Gidon Osha, the only place in the Torah where you have Gidon Osha. It's the mitzvah that's given. The Gemara Sanhedrin talks about it. This is a mitzvah that's avada la'achra matan Torah, but it's nemar in the Torah before. And the Chinuch explains that the inyan of Gidon Osha is to show the idea that Klal Yisrael can survive in the Golus. But there's a different shot, it's interesting. Al Kain, La Yoichel, B'nei Yisrael, Al Zgira Nosha, the Shach, Al HaTorah, one of the Hamidi Arizal, the Shach, Al HaTorah, he brings Al Kain, La Yoichel, B'nei Yisrael. What are the days that B'nei Yisrael don't eat? This is a remez for all the Tzoymois. Watch this. Es Gid HaNosha. Es is Tisha Av. Es, Aleph Tov Tisha Av, or Tainus Esther. Gimel of Gid is Gimel Tishrei, or Gedalia. Yud is Yud Tishrei, and Yud Tavis. Yud Gimel, right? Gid, Gimel, Yud Gimel is Tanis Esther is in Gimel, and Gid altogether is 17, is Shivasa Batamas. Al Kain, Lo Yoichel B'nei Yisrael, Es Gid, these days, Hanosha of the year, which days of the year do Klal Yisrael not eat? Tisha Av, Tainis Esther, Gimel Tishrei, Yud Tishrei, Yud Betavis, with Gimel, the Adar, and Yud Zayin, Gid, the, those are the days of the year that we don't eat. The Chasam Sofer writes, Vayiga Bechaf Yerech Yaakov. He chepped with Chaf. Chaf is 100. Kof Pei. He chepped with the Kaf of Yaakov. The tikkun for that, he brings from Sfarim, the Chasam Sofer, is Mea Brachas Bechol Yom, 100. You have to Mea Brachas Bechol Yom. And the Emes is, Yaakov's meat is Emes. Emes is 441. You add one more 100, is Yisrael, 541. But he was trying to shepherd with that 100. He was trying to shepherd with that. But if we're misgaber, we make Me'er Brachas Bechol Yom. We're Moedet HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Moedim, Gemar 300. You Moedet HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that brings you back to the level of Yisrael. There's another whole sugi over here with Shimon and Levi. They have this Maisa with Dina. And then they come and they kill out the whole city of Shechem. In Rambam, Hilchos Melachim, Perek Tes, Halacha Yud Aleph, the Rambam says, what's the pshat that they killed the whole city of Shechem? The Rambam brings, because one of the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nei Noach is Dinim. Sheva Mitzvah B'nei Noach, one of them is Dinim. Sheva Mitzvah B'nei Noach is Aleph Beis Gimel Dalet, Eifer Menachai, Birkas Hashem, Gezel, and Dinim. Aleph Beis Gimel Dalet, and then the Gimel of Eres Chemuris. That's a way to remember the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nei Noach. But the Rambam says, which one were they over that they were Chayiv Misa? Because they were over Dinim. Why? Because In Din Ben Noach, you don't need a Bezdan of 3 or a Bezdan of 23. Anyone could be a Dayan and Dan. So everyone in the city was Nichshal in Dinim that they weren't Dan, Shechem, for doing the Aveira. So everyone is Chayiv Misa for not doing Dinim. As I said, the Rambam. The Ramban, Alatoy Rav Anor, brings this Rambam and he argues. He says, no, it's an Isser Essig. Ben Noach is not Chayiv Misa for not doing Dinim. So why were they Chayiv Misa? Stam is they were Hashem. They were over there by the Zara, the Rice. Stam, Shlech to mention. As I said, the Ramban. Or Chayim HaKadosh? He says that the MS, they only wanted to kill Shechem and Hamar. Nor there was a Din Roidif. There was a Din Roidif because the other ones were coming to protect them, and also Roidif, they came to attack all of them. Or he says, no, they were all Messiah to the Gezel of Dina. Interesting, the Nusach. The Al Shech HaKadosh writes here, Barichas, that the entire city was Chayiv, Midaloy Micha. Midaloy Micha, that alone, Midaloy Micha. Meshech Chochma, interesting, the Pshat, he says, this wasn't the meal of the Geiris. They were blind Goyim. Or Ben Noach, that's Choyvel, it's also part of Dinim, or Gezel, you can clear what's together of Chavala. Ben Noach, that's Choyvel, even Ba'atzmoy, it's Chayiv Misa. Chayiv Misa. And by being Maal themselves, they were Choyvel Ba'atzmom. Choyvel Ba'atzmom, Chayiv Misa. So the Shirim says, interesting, Pshah, he makes a cheshbon that Shimon and Levi were just becoming Bar Mitzvah. He says, their Bar Mitzvah Joshua was, what was the vote? The vote was that there's a klal Akam Sheshav as Chayiv Misa. And they were machadish Shabbos and Shoko Kenegat Kol Terukula Mila Oso Akam Shemol not to be Megayer Chayiv Misa, and they acted out on the Bar Mitzvah Drasha Akam Shemol Chayiv Misa, so they Chayiv Misa, so they went and they were loichim neged the Anshe Shechem. At the end of the parsha, Yitaka have Binyamin, and then this very big soid in the Alufei Esav. The same way there's 12 Shvatim, there's 12 Alufei Esav, and then there's the Malachim, the 8 Malachim Shemalchu, and the Sifrei Kabbalah is Malay with that Eval, it's Kipshutei also, but it's also in Yonim of Soid that are what these Yonim represent. Aber, say it with.